You're going to get home now. Instead of going on Facebook, you're going to Google KANT Foundations of the Metaphysics of Morals. It's public domain, zero cost. Then you take it and select the first three pages, Professor. And the other pages, it. He doesn't care about the 1,000. We're going to give him a chance. Three pages. You select, print and read. Professor, but three pages take 1 minute and a half? No, it doesn't. Because you take the first paragraph, read it, it will make you feel a certain discomfort. That's with the class. With the class. Then you take the first paragraph, read it again. Are you calling me stupid? No. Or if I'm calling you stupid, call me stupid too, because that's how I read too. Read the first paragraph a third time. Then go to the second paragraph. Once, twice, three times. So you spend an hour on three pages. Professor, that way I'll never know what the end of the story is. So, there's no end to the story. The rest of the book is as uninteresting as these first three pages. You're not missing anything. Just stick to the first three pages, okay? And why? Because if you don't try reading a difficult text, now, believe me, you'll have missed your chance. Your chance. And you'll say, but I'm not interested in philosophical questions. No, it's just a matter of pride. Do you have pride? Do you know what pride is? I say, you rascal, you're stupid, you don't understand. Oh, my, I'll go home, I'll go, it's the first thing I do. Not even pee, man. I'll go there, I'll say, sing, here's the text, I'll read it and stuff. Why? How can a guy write something that I don't understand? There's no way. I'll read that until I understand it. It's pride. Otherwise, the guy will, on your head and you won't react. You won't get the codler there. There's a little sun, right? Go ahead. That's the best you can do, old man. No, no, you have a roof over your head, there's no way around it, right? Right? The wind blows, the tide is tidal, the frogs squeak and you're a marketer. You can't get past that. You're proving the Greeks right. Yeah, you were born to be a coyote. No, it's not. You can't. That hurts your soul. What do you mean? I won't understand. I ate it when I was a child, right? I ate it. They gave me breast milk, they gave me powdered milk, they gave me I don't know what. The brain is the size of a normal brain. Neurons have plenty of neurons. So, then, damn, if the guy wrote it, old man, you'll only understand what he wrote. You imagine he had to figure out all that, from scratch. It's like Pythagoras' theorem, he discovered the theorem. You just have to apply it to a right triangle. The hypotenuse is equal to the same. The leg is equal to the same as the other leg. You just have to take the hypotenuse, square it, add it, subtract it, and get it, and you'll be wrong. You'll be an idiot in jail, man. Because the guy in Greece, 5 centuries before Christ, discovered what you 5,000 years later can't apply. Man, you have to eat alfalfa, man. You'll be an idiot in hell. So, of course, this is the kind of nudge. You're going to say, Professor, but pedagogy, pedagogy. You need to sit your ass down and improve your thinking skills, because then you can apply that wherever you go. Because if you only watch Ari Alito's show, Easy Things, Sunshine, Audiences, and Here's a Company, for God's sake, man. That's, you know, in the fifth grade, you'd already be able to understand this. Take something from people, have some balls, even if it doesn't, even if it has nothing to do with you, have some blood, react. Lady, I don't care at all about it. Okay, I did what I could. Because that's it, right? What am I telling you? What does everyone say? No, don't even read the text, man, right? That's for two or three. Damn, if the guy tells me that, is it for two or three? Then it's for me. Where's the deal, right? Yeah, it's like that thing with Birdier there. I already told you this story, right? I am, you know that Donkey was my advisor. I was in a class, he turns around and says, I've already told you this, but I'll tell you again. The circuits of social consecration will be more effective the greater the social distance from the consecrated object. So I'm recording the guy's class. Then I get home, right, to the kitchen, so as not to wake up Joaquim, who is my clandestine roommate, who became a minister of the Supreme Court. So as not to wake Joaquim, I go to the kitchen and look. Les circuits de consecration plus efficace selon la distance sociale des objets accomplis. Les circuits de consecration sociale. Then you read the phrase circuit and you start to feel bad, man, because you read the phrase 30 times and you didn't understand what the guy meant. That's it. So you have to feel uncomfortable. Why? Because your intelligence is the best thing you have. If she can't handle a sentence, then you're a defecating being, right? No, on the other hand, too, I, beautifully every day. It's not something you have to understand. Then you go to the guy and say, I didn't understand the sentence. And the guy still makes fun of you. Man, but it's an elementary sentence. Wow, it's enough to make your liver grind, man. How is it elementary? And I didn't understand. So it's this brilliance that I'm talking about. This brilliance. It's this brilliance that will lead you to progress intellectually. Why? Because studying, improving your intellectual capacity, thinking competently is as hard work as having muscles, running, swimming, crossing. It requires commitment, man, it requires dedication. It requires butt in a chair, it requires the right thing and so on. So, that's kind of the idea, right? I mean, what did I do here? I gave you the keys to the castle, I made the bed, I made it easier. Now get the text, lie down and understand. Why? Because there's no way you don't understand, man.